Targeting the fatty acid oxidation in combination with chemotherapy induced complete pancreatic cancer regression in vivo. Pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, PDAC, is one of the deadliest human cancers with a 5-year relative survival rate of only 9%. This is due to its late diagnosis and lack of response to current treatments. Recently, we demonstrated that mitochondrial respiration is an efficient target in a subset of patients with PDAC. Moreover, our current project focuses on a novel vulnerability of this cancer, the fatty acid oxidation, FAO. The objectives of this work are two. First, to evaluate the therapeutic potential of FAO targeting in PDAC, and then to investigate the mechanism behind the response to FAO targeting in combination with chemotherapy. To achieve these goals, we work with primary PDAC cells from the PACAOMIS cohort of Marseille. We perform a metabolic analysis using the Seahorse oxygraph to determine the oxidation of glucose, glutamine, and fatty acids. Then we target FAO in combination with chemotherapy in vitro and in vivo using patient-derived xenografts. Finally, we investigate the response to FAO targeting at tissular, cellular, and molecular levels. Our first result clearly demonstrates that mitochondrial respiration of 21 primary PDAC cells shows dependency towards fatty acids. Because of this, we treat PDAC cells with two well-recognized FAO inhibitors, etomoxil and perexilin, that target CPT1, a critical fatty acid transporter into mitochondria. Interestingly, we found very different response between the cells, allowing to distinguish high and low responders. Then, we treat 4 PDAC cells with perexilin, with the chemotherapeutic gemcitabine, or the combination, and we found a synergistic effect specifically in the high responder cells. Next, we target FAO in combination with gemcitabine in vivo, using 4 different PDAC xenografts. Excitingly, we observed that the combination treatment induced a complete pancreatic cancer regression in the high responder xenograft PDAC 84. We wanted to know the mechanism behind this tumoral regression observed. In figure 4a, we see the perexilin is an apoptotic inductor and, more importantly, enhanced the apoptosis induced by gemcitabine both in vitro and in vivo. Also, the combination treatment drastically reduced the mitochondrial respiration, leading to energetic stress status. Finally, our transcriptomic analysis comparing high versus low responder cells points to the CPT1C isoform as a key actor in the response to FAO targeting. From this work, we conclude that the fatty acid oxidation is a novel and very relevant vulnerability of pancreatic cancer, and its targeting is promising to fight this disease. Moreover, this work reveals the mechanism of cooperation between perexilin and gemcitabine and could lead to identify useful biomarkers to predict response of patients to FAO targeting. Thank you for your attention.